Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call for Thursday, January 15th. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. I want to begin reading today in Matthew 10. This is Jesus speaking, and the context is talking about when they are brought up before the law or persecuted because of their belief in Jesus Christ. Let's begin with verse 26. Matthew 10. Therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. You know, I truly believe that as we are in these last days, and as the coming of Jesus Christ is imminent, I believe that more and more the truth is going to be revealed. I said once in one of the women's meetings in which I was ministering, if you'll notice, I read yesterday the scripture, judgment begins in the house of the Lord. But see, it doesn't stop there. If you'll notice, along with if there's some major religious leader, something pointed out that they have done, and many times rightfully so, it won't be but a few days, if that, that somebody in the world will be pointed out. If you begin to watch it, you will see that there is definitely a pattern. But we are judged first, and we need to be judged first. Now, having said that, truth is going to be more and more revealed. Even though there has been a spirit of deception that has been loosed in this earth, at the same time, truth is being revealed. Now, here's the point about that happening simultaneously. It is nearly a judgment in and of itself, and shows the level of deception in that all of these things are being brought out, even in terms of politics and in government. Things are being pointed out, and they're just many times now being ignored. The truth is there, but yet the deception is there, and it is a sign of the time. Become aware and observer of these things, and at the same time pray that you don't fall after the same example of deception, seeing the truth right there before you but refusing to believe it. And I have been praying for some time, Lord, reveal the truth and start in me. You can't pray for the truth to be revealed and it be an effective prayer without saying, start in me. And you better know what you're praying. Be open before the Father. Verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And what Jesus was referencing is literally when he had been crucified and raised again. Now they would be telling the world what he had been teaching them as his disciples in private. Now he had done a lot of teaching to great multitudes, but you'll also notice that he took his disciples aside and told them things that he didn't tell others, or a group that now this group was going to have to go and tell all these things now in the light. Now what does it mean, speak in the light? The Holy Spirit had come. After Jesus Christ died and rose again, the Holy Spirit was given into the believers. Verse 28, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, it's not talking about the devil there. It's talking about the fact that we need to have fear of God, not as that he's a bad person, but that we respect him and we do what he says. You know, our society has become such that nobody's supposed to respect anybody. You know, they say, well, we don't want anybody to in any way be hindered or to feel like that they're constrained. Well, you know what? We need to be constrained. We need to be constrained by the word of God. Now, verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now, within this context of Jesus warning them about what was going to come upon them, and at the same time telling them that they shouldn't fear, he's giving them the reason why they shouldn't fear. That God is watching. He is aware. Verse 31, do not fear therefore. Why? The hairs of your head are numbered. God knows about you. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, Him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Verse 33. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. I tell you what, people that want to compromise and say, well, you know, I believe in Jesus and that's good for me, but I can't judge what other. It's not talking about going and telling everybody that they're going to hell, but you can't compromise the fact that you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. Where does that stop? Verse 34, here is the bottom line. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now here we're talking about the Prince of Peace. The angels upon the birth of Jesus, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, peace with the Father. But among men, when you've got some who are still in and of the world and some who are in and of the light, there is going to be friction. There is going to be warring. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. See, that's where you're most vulnerable. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. In other words, he who puts his own desires and his own agenda first is going to fail at everything. Basically, in the eternal sense, you're going to lose your reward. He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives you receives me. I just want you to know, as you go out today, that Jesus Christ is in you. And if you're received, then Christ is received. If you're rejected, then Christ is rejected. Why should you have to worry then of whether someone approves of you or not? It isn't that we go out and we try to make ourselves obnoxious. No, he that winneth souls is wise. We go out and we operate in love. We operate in the spirit of wisdom. But the results are in the hands of our Father. Let's pray about that. Lord, I thank you that you know all things and that our lives are in your hands. I thank you that the devourer has been rebuked and exiled from our lives, cast down so that no weapon formed against us prospers. Thank you, Lord, that all things are working together for our good. Help us, Lord, to lean entirely upon you. And no matter what we face, we know that you face it first. And therefore we can stand in that peace, in that security, in that secret place. It's in Jesus' name and authority, and under his blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. Now you go out there today and know that God knows you. He knows about the number of your hair or the lack of the same. I'm praying for you.